Hallelujah. How's everybody? Praise God, you look better. Are you blessed and highly favored? This is the night the Lord has made, and we will rejoice because we have a choice. God has given us the power to choose. Amen? You can either choose the right thing or choose the stupid thing. All glory. But if you don't know what to choose, it makes it a problem. Yes. It's a problem when you don't know what to choose. It's called false perception. Everyone say false perception. Oh, the enemy loves to bring false perception. That's his job. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to go to 1 John chapter 2. We have a shift. We have a holy shift. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15. Before we get going, I guess Daddy wants to release this word. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15. Everybody there? Let's speak it together. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Hello. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And who's the ruler of the earth? Satan and his kingdom. And the world is passing away in the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. So if you're not doing the will of God, you're not going to abide forever. It's real simple. Only those who do the will of God enter the kingdom of God. Little children, it is the last hour, and you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. And even now, many antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been with us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. And that anointing is the eternal presence, power, truth of God Almighty, carried by the Holy Spirit. That's why it's so essential to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Because without the baptism of the Holy Spirit, perception is different. People perceive things differently. In fact, they can't even rightly interpret the Word of God. It's still done carnally. It is impossible for them to interpret what the Spirit wrote without the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Proverbs 23. Without the Holy Spirit, the Word of God becomes theory. Theory. Instead of fact. Proverbs 23, and we'll start at verse 1. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. It says, when you sit down to eat with a ruler or someone in authority, consider carefully what is before you. Now listen, he's really not talking about food. He's talking about something different. Remember, the Lord said, feed on my faithfulness. He's talking about when you sit in front of somebody with authority, be careful what you are hearing. Because what you hear, you will receive. And you have a choice of receiving and eating it. Because even what you speak is what you eat, and what you eat is what you become. So he's saying, be careful. when you sit down to eat with someone with authority. Consider carefully what is before you. And put a knife to your throat if you are a man given to appetite. In other words, you accept and believe everything. Do not desire his delicacies, for they are what? Deceptive food. Deceptive food. Did you ever hear the word junk food? That's what the devil gives. Deceptive food. If you're eating deceptive food, it causes deception. Do not overwork to be rich because of your understanding cease. So he's saying, look at this is the cause of this deceptive food. People begin to chase money. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an eagle toward heaven. Do not eat the bread of a miser. Nor desire his what? Delicacies. For as he thinks in his heart, so he is. So what you think is what you become. So junk food, deceptive food, is going to cause you to think and become it. For as he thinks in his heart, so he is. Eat and drink, he says you, but his heart is not with you. The morsel you have eaten, you will vomit up and waste your pleasant words. Do not speak in the hearing of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words. Be careful what you are about to partake. Discern between foods or words. Amen. Discern between words of truth or deceptive. Don't desire destructive delicacies or the way of the worldly life. Again, what you eat is what you become, and as what you think, so you will also become. There are fools of a deceptive life will twist your words because they eat deceptive words. And that creates what we call a false perception. False perception. Does everybody understand that? So let me explain this to you. If you have a flawed belief system, your perception will be flawed also. That's why the Lord warns us about who we associate with. He warns us about doctrines of demons, false religions, false prophets, false teachers. Why? Because these are imparting these deceptive words and deceptive food, and these individuals are now are partaking in and eating it, and their perception now is totally different. They will not see what you see. They will not perceive. They will not understand. It will be different. John chapter 8. John chapter 8 and verse 42. Hallelujah. Anybody ever tell you something you believed it? And you realize it was a stinking lie? I think everyone here has experienced it. Amen. Or anybody talk about someone, and so it brought an image to you, and when you finally met that person, you thought, and then you realized what that person was saying was from their own perception. In verse 42, Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. The devil is the father of all lies in false perception and deception. How you perceive, how you understand, how you see, how you imagine is influenced. And it will influence your perception. Does everybody understand that? What you believe, what you receive, what you partake, that will result in your perception of things. Many times our experiences in the world, then we have a perception of something. If something happened to you that hurt you, harmed you, then you have a perception of that it will happen again. You might even have a fear of that. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, so if your influence is deception, it will bring a false perception. Amen? If you have a deceptive influence, your perception will be wrong. You'll perceive things wrong. Again, the greatest joy of the Father is as his children see what he sees. What's the greatest joy of the Father? That his children see what he sees. 1 Corinthians 6:8. Therefore, 1 Corinthians 6:8. Everybody there? Do you know that the unrighteous will... Oh, I'm on nine. No, you yourselves do wrong and cheat, and you do these things to your brethren. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Do not be what? Deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor transgenders, nor thieves, nor porns, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelries, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Why? Because they have a false perception that this is okay. That lifestyle is okay to them. Because they have received deceptive words and now have a false perception. So they think it's okay, even though they've seared their conscience and hardened their hearts so they cannot receive conviction. They reject it constantly. This false perception, they can't discern righteousness. And they live out of emotion. So good and evil is common ground to them. I'm going to say it again. So good and evil is common ground. I know that might be harder to understand. You'll have to get it. In other words, to them, there's really no difference. Amen? Because they can't perceive it. Isaiah 5. Isaiah chapter 5. Everybody okay? Amen. False perception. In verse 13, Isaiah 5 and verse 13. Everybody there? Amen. Therefore, my people have gone into captivity because they have no what? Knowledge, or true information. Their honorable men are famished. Their multitude dried up with thirst. Therefore, hell, or Sheol, has enlarged itself and opened its mouth beyond measure. Their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he who is jubilant shall descend into it. People shall be brought down, each man shall be humbled, and the eyes of the lofty shall be humbled. But the Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God who is holy shall be hallowed in righteousness. Then the lamb shall feed in their pasture, and in the waste places the fat ones, strangers, shall eat. Woe, woe means W-O-E, without eternity. Woe to those who draw iniquity with the cords of vanity, and sin as if with a cart rope, that say, let him make speed and hasten his work, that we may see it. And let the counsel of the Holy One of Israel draw near and come, that we may know it. Woe without eternity to those who call evil good and good evil. Why? Because they have a flawed perception. They put darkness for light and light for darkness. Who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe to men mighty at drinking wine. Woe to men violent for mixing intoxicating drink, who justify the wicked for a bribe and take away justice from the righteous man. Woe without eternity. Why? Because of false perception from deceptive food or deceptive words or deceptive doctrines. They are brought into captivity and bondage. And the end result is death, hell, and the grave, and separation from God. Because one of the things the enemy wants to do is get you into a place where you walk away from the will of God. Where you stop abiding in God's presence. Where you don't feed yourself from this. If he can prevent you from feeding yourself from this, you are lost. Because the only thing you're going to feed yourself from is the world. You will get books. You will feed yourself with worldly wisdom, which God calls demonic, because it's temporary. You know, we are in this world. People go to college and learn all kinds of things to sustain in this world. But what about sustaining and existing in the world we came from? See, that's where the enemy wants to get you. If he can get you separated from feeding off of the things of the world instead of from feeding off of Christ, that's why Jesus said, he who eats of my flesh, that's this, and drinks of my spirit, that's worship, has eternal life. And those who don't, do not. Does everybody get it? Why? Because what you eat is what you become. Is everybody okay? Romans 12. Romans 12. Oh, glory. Somebody there? Amen. In verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your responsibility or reasonable service. In other words, every day you hand your spirit, soul, and body, your flesh, your will, your desires, and your possessions over to the Lord. They're to be His. You can't place anything better in God's hands. Amen. Verse 2. And do not be what? Conformed. There's a specific word in here called form. Do not be conformed to the what? to this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now let me explain this for a minute. Conformed by information. Does everybody get it? He said, don't be conformed by the information of the world, but be transformed with the information from the eternal world of God and Creator. The word in conform and transform is called form. F-O-R-M. Why? Because it can cause a change of form. False perception or true perception. In other words, there could be false imagery, false imagination, which is the will of Satan. He wants to get you into that place. Amen. And God wants you to be able to see what he sees. People transform or form, they change by information. Because information is food. And if you're eating deceptive food, you will change. Your countenance will change. You will look different. A lesbian and homosexual example was not born that way. It was information that changed them. Through inherited gene, hello, which is inherited spirit. Listen, if you take a piece of radiation, anybody know what radiation is? And you put it in your pocket, you know what's going to happen? It's going to change you. It's just like a spirit. When a spirit enters a person, it changes them. And that spirit is releasing a different information and causing that person to feed on the information that's feeding that spirit. And that spirit is changing that person. Until that piece of radiation or that spirit is removed, that person can go back to its original state of being. Does everybody understand that? So God says, be not conformed by the information of this world, but be transformed by the information from him. Is everybody okay? Revelation 12. Did you ever see somebody change? Look different? Countenances. Did you ever see somebody oppressed? Did you ever see somebody joyful? They look different. Did you ever see somebody come out of a bar at 4 o'clock in the morning? Did you ever see somebody come out of a crack house? Yeah. Man, I used to see people change and turn into demons right in front of my eyes. They looked just like the devil. I almost killed people because of that. Of course, I was freaked out myself, you know. I was seeing all kinds of stuff. Revelation 12. People form changes. They look different. And if you're in a spirit, you can see it. Verse, Revelation 12. Is everybody there? Well, I'm in Romans 12. No wonder why. Hallelujah. Verse 7, let's speak it together. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Now, the great dragon, the serpent of old, that's two, the devil, Satan, great dragon, serpent of old, the devil, and Satan. That has four forms. And he has another form because he is a shapeshifter. He's called an angel of light. See, many people don't get this. They don't know. In fact, even the Lord says you never know who you are entertaining. They can shape shift. They can change their form. And you won't even know it. Only if you can discern by the Spirit. Again, the devil has five forms he can come to. In fact, there's actually six of them. I haven't mentioned that one. It's called Antichrist. He will come in a human form. Remember, the Lord said there are many Antichrists. Is everybody okay? Six forms. Each carries its directed information to manifest itself in another form of perception. Each one. Able to shapeshift by perception. Is everybody okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Oh, hallelujah. Why do you think there will be the image of the beast? There'll be an image of the beast because that beast will be, that image will be an individual in the image and likeness of the beast. Now we have a false perception. And I'm not going into all that tonight, though. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 12. Let's speak it together. But what I do, I will also continue to do, that I may cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are in the things which they boast. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. Does everybody see this? Shapeshifters. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing that his ministers also do what? Transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. See, many people don't even know it, that there are pastors of locations, evangelists, that are wolves in sheep's clothing, and don't even know it, that are servants of Satan. In fact, Jesus warned us in the letters to the churches in the book of Revelation. He said, those who pretend to be Jews and so forth, but they are actually from the synagogue of Satan. Why do you think it's so important to be connected to God's presence? Why do you think it's so important to eat and feed off of this so that you can see, or you'll be deceived? Paul was able to discern with the Holy Spirit perception or discernment. He was able to understand the powers of evil and their false perception and ability to transform themselves into false prophets and apostles and angels of light, to deceive mankind into doctrines of demons. Their purpose is to alter and change the natural order that God has created of human DNA. Information can change your DNA. Through false perceptive frequencies of information to create a race of psychopaths with no remorse, no shame, no empathy, pathological liars, to hijack humanity's truth of creation and creator, drawing individuals into a false reality disconnected from the true God. And the true reality, This is happening all over the world, but right now they're being manifested. You can see the arguments over them. Many of them have reached into the political arena, and leaders and rulers, they're being exposed all over. All over. Pathological liars. Oh, hallelujah. And the only thing that they're disconnected is to death. 2 Timothy 3. The word says that we will know them by their fruit. But without the Holy Spirit, how are you going to discern someone's fruit? Without being connected to God's presence, to His words, you won't know. You won't be able to discern the fruit. People are easily swayed. Second Timothy 3 and verse 1. Let's speak it, please. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. Why? Because deception is going to increase. And if deception increases, people's perception, false perception, will increase. For men will be lovers of themselves. We've entered the selfie generation. Lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, and traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. They will have a form of godliness, but denying its power, so they will be false. From such people do what? Turn away. Man, listen, I've been in other countries. I've been in Cambodia and other places. And I have seen the worship of flowers. Why people are starving. Cows walking around on animals thinking that it's Aunt Betsy or Uncle Joe. What the snap? And they're starving to death. It's like, go kill that thing and eat it. And they have fried. You don't even want to know what they have fried. But there are monks. And they have a form of false religion. Sweet people. But deceived. False peace to them. Deceived. Thank God the ministry that I know there. They teach English. So the first part of English, they use translations and everything. The second part of the English course, they use the Bible. So these monks get saved. Praise God. But they've been brought up in that. They have no other idea. They don't know. Without missionaries and evangelists going to these places. And let me tell you, when I was over there, there's missionaries all over the place. It was awesome. But they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power because they live in a false reality. It says here, for this order of those who creep into households and ministries and make captives not only gullible women, but gullible men, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts and desires. They're always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. The truth. In other words, they can't get set free because they're still holding on to false doctrines or false information, or else they're trying to mix deceptive food with good food. Does everybody get this? It will cause deception and a false perception. It says in verse 8, now Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so did these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapprove concerning the faith. But they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifested to all as theirs also was. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life. Why? Doctrine is information. It is transforming us. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Antioch and Iconium and Lystra, which persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and imposters will what? Grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Why? Because they have not only a false perception, but live in a false reality. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures. Is the Holy Scripture information? Yes. Is it from God? Yes. Which is able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. We are offsprings of Christ, but there are offsprings of false perception. Again, psychopaths, pathological liars, manipulators, multi-personalities, evil imposters that promote corruption, globalism, and Satanism. They go after children. That is their goal. The bloodshed, to shed human blood, and to go after children. There are three realities to the world. There's a reality of good, there's a reality of evil, and there's a reality of righteousness. Not that they can perceive it. See, because if a person is eating of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they cannot perceive or understand the true reality of true perception. Only the truth of Christ and the Spirit of truth with the Word of God, born of the Spirit, will be able to battle this great deception, delusion, and false perception. Only through that. Other than that, people become religious. Anybody know religious people? Amen. Anybody know people that have a form of godliness and thinking that because of their form of godliness it makes them holy? No. It's not what it is. It's relationship. Relationship. Knowing God's voice, knowing God's character, knowing God's desire, knowing what pleases Him and knowing what displeases Him. So that we can make righteous decisions in every area of our life. Amen? Hebrews 5. False perception. How many times have you bought in a vehicle to look great outside? Whoa, that is beautiful. That's the car I've always wanted. And it's a great price. Except for I needed to get a jump. Drove it down the road, and it skipped the transmission. Thing missed. But you know what? When you're in an area where false perception is, you ignore those things. You ignore them. Why? Because you're so caught up in what it looks like. It's not so you own that thing for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and you're still making payments on it. Now you want to burn it. Hallelujah. Hebrews 5:12. Let's speak it, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. In other words, he had to start them over again. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Listen, you cannot digest true meat without the Holy Spirit. But solid food belongs to those who are full age. That is, those who by reason of use have their what? Their senses exercised to be able to do what? Discern what is good and what is evil. That's called perception. Amen? Those not willing to grow from milk to solid food are dangerous. They easily fall back into false perception, not able to discern good, evil, or even righteousness. Hosea 4:6. False perception. And you know what happens, and I see this all the time, when people stop feeding their spirit, because see, you're going to have to eat something. Amen. In fact, today I was at an auto parts store, and this woman and her daughter came out, and I had some pastries and whatever, which we give away, and so they were grateful, and so she was kind of limping or something. So I guess she had something happened to her, fell or whatever. And anyways, we started talking, and she asked me to pray for her, and I prayed with her, and I gave her a couple prayer booklets, and I asked her, "What do you fellowship?" "Well, I don't fellowship. I just read the word." I said, "That ain't good enough. That's why you're in the condition you're in. You're not connected to God's presence." I said, "You can't just read the word of God. Because without God's presence, there's no connection of relationship." Again, it's the same thing. You can call someone on the phone. You can write them letters. But it's different when you get into their presence, isn't it? It's the same thing with God. This is where the enemy deceives people. "Oh, I just read my word all day." Well, you're an idiot. And you're deceived. Because without the presence of God, you are nothing. Amen. That should be your priority, is God's presence. It should be your priority. Don't get me wrong. But isn't he the word of God? So isn't his presence the word of God? So if you're filled with the presence of God, guess what? The word of God is in you. Now you're not living out of your head, you're living out of the spirit. That's the difference. People that live out of their head, you can't trust. In fact, they're unpredictable and unstable. They can quote scripture, but it don't mean nothing. They may know the word, but they don't know the presence. And there's a difference. Everybody okay?
Amen.
Woohoo! Hosea 4:6, is everybody there? While we're there. "My people are what? Destroyed for lack of knowledge or lack of information from God." Does everybody get that? "Because you've rejected knowledge, I will reject you from being a priest for me." And that's your first office to fulfill is priesthood. "Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will forget your children." That brings an ancestral curse down the family line. Does everybody see that? God's saying, "My own people are being destroyed for lack of understanding, information, knowledge from me. Because they're not eating." Jesus said it. "Feed on my faithfulness. Eat from me. Eat my flesh and drink my blood." Destroyed for lack of truth information. But they continue to eat false information, causing false perception and conformity back to the world under the Luciferian rule. In Genesis chapter 1. Oh, hallelujah. You know, a pedophiler is not born a pedophiler. Amen. A pedophile, whatever. He's not born that way. a murderer is not born as a, to murder. It's information or something that occurs to them during life. And then they feed. It opens a door to a spirit, and that spirit starts feeding. And it's grabbing that information and feeding it till that person begins to become it. Because as a man thinks, so he is. Genesis 1:26. Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created man, male and female. He created them. God said what? Let us, meaning Trinity. Let us, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They agreed to create a being in their own image of desire with related characters or characteristics of a free will. Learning abilities, authority and dominion, and an everlasting life condition. Remember, Adam and Eve were created eternal, to be eternal. They weren't created to die. They were created to live forever. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1, serpent, he came as a serpent, was more what? Cunning. Remember I shared about every one of his forms has an area of characteristic. In this form, he's cunning. Does everybody get it? He's cunning. The serpent is evil, wicked, crafty, and cunning, misleading, and lying. It is the characteristic of Lucifer, the fallen cherub, that God stripped his beauty, but did not remove his power and wisdom until the manifestation on the cross. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which God, the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, the serpent spoke to the woman, has God indeed said you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said you shall not eat, nor shall you touch, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, God's a liar. You shall not surely die. Why? Because he's the father of lies, isn't he? For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God. So what was he trying to do? He was trying to get her information to partake, which would remove her away from the image of God and more into his image. Does everybody get it? So he was feeding her information to transform her into his image. For God knows in the day that you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree desirable to make one wise, lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of life. She took of its fruit, ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they knew they were what? Naked. So their eyes were actually closed, weren't they? And they sewed fig leaves together, made themselves coverings. Why? Because they were ashamed now. Fear came in. And they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. Why? Because then they would be exposed. And they hid themselves among the trees, and the Lord God called to Adam and said, where are you? Like he didn't know where he was. And so Adam said, I heard your voice. Why? Because he no longer could see him. Remember, they saw God face to face. They were eternal beings with an eternal Father. And the Lord said to Adam, who told you that? You were naked. Have you eaten? Have you grabbed hold of another information from the tree which I commanded you not to eat or partake? Yep. Oh, Adam's form changed. Eve's forms changed. And there were no longer eternal beings. They were now temporary beings. And they had to be removed from the garden so they could not partake of the eternal tree of life. Information changed their perception into a new image, a different image. Oh, yeah. Genesis 6. Angels of the Lord that were followers of Satan, the ones that got thrown out of heaven, saw what the serpent did because he actually seduced Eve. That's the bottom line. And she got pregnant. And so they decided to do the same thing. In verse 6, now it came to pass when the men began to multiply on the face of the earth that the daughters were born to them. And the sons of God, which are known as angels, saw the daughters of men that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. Why? These angels put on human form. Does everybody understand that? Am I somewhere else? Oh. Then the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. Verse 3. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants on the earth in those days. Now listen, why was there giants on the earth in those days? Because the serpent seduced Eve and she bore two children, Cain and Abel. Remember, Eve was also righteous until she partook. Then the word says later that only Seth was born in the image of Adam. So the other two were born in the image of who? Hello. Now Cain has the lineage of the giants. That's where you got Canaanites and everything else. So when it says here that there were giants on the earth in those days, because they were hybrids. They were Nephilims. Why? Because these shapeshifters, these angels put on flesh and went into the women. But prior to that, the serpent seduced Eve and produced an offspring. And the giants, there were giants in those days, and also after when the what? Is everybody with me? When the what? Sons of God, which are angels, came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to themselves, and those were the mighty men were of old and men of what? Renown. This is where you get the mythical things of Zeus. And all the other stuff, this is where the gods and goddesses came about. There were giants. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. And that their every intent of their what? Thoughts, because the information was now evil. Of his heart was only evil continuously. And the Lord was sorry that he made man on the earth. And he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping things of the birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Again, these angels of Satan followers were able to shapeshift into another image from godlike to menlike. With its good and evil character and loss of righteousness, to interbreed into human race and delete the natural order of DNA of the image of the Creator into an image of a deceiver, causing the loss of true identity that now sends individuals into search who they are only many fallen. It's too bad only many of them fall into the wrong places and never escape what we call the matrix of deception and false perception. Jesus is the only way, truth, and life of escape. No other way. None. In John chapter 8 and 21, Hallelujah. We have many teachings on Eternal Library, which you can follow and get more information. John 8:21. Is everybody there? And Jesus said to them again, I am going away, and you will seek me and will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come. So the Jews said, will he kill himself because he says, where I go, you cannot come? Therefore I said to you, oh, and he said to them, you are from what? Beneath. I am from above. You are of the world. I'm not of the world. Therefore I said to you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Then they said to him, who are you? And Jesus said to them, just what I said I've been saying to you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge concerning you. But he who sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard from him. They did not understand that he spoke of that to them of the Father. And Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do the things that please him. As he spoke these words, many believed in him. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we are Abraham's descendants, and they have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? And Jesus answered them, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. In other words, he's talking about abiding in his presence, his power, and his truth. Knowing his voice, abiding in his word, maintaining a relationship, and being led by the Holy Spirit of truth. So that we can avoid false perception and maintain a true perception with true reality. Is everybody okay? Amen. And I'm going to close at 1 John chapter 4. So, there's something we got to understand here, that accurate perception, of reality and morality is the foundation of the Word of God. Accurate perception, which brings true perception. Accurate perception of reality and morality is the foundation of the Word of God, in which his offsprings base their actions and decisions. I'm going to say that again. Accurate perception of reality and morality is the foundation of the Word of God, in which his offsprings base their actions and decisions. First John chapter 4. In verse 4. Let's speak it together. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. Why? Because they are living a false reality with false perception. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. In other words, the spirit of truth, which is true perception and reality, carried by the Holy Spirit, because you're filled with the Holy Spirit, he's gonna guide you to all truth. Because you're now feeding off the Word and you're drinking of His God's presence. But other than that, the spirit of error is deception and death. Again, Jesus came to restore reality, identity, and reset purpose to His people and to those who are willing to follow Him. To be transformed into a new image is a constant. We're to be transformed into God's image and likeness. It's a constant. It means that we must be consistent. Consistent. Consistent in what? Consistent in connecting to God's presence, His power, His truth, His love, His character, His voice, His heart. Knowing what pleases God and knowing what displeases God. Because if you don't get that, then you will live a false reality and a false perception. Amen? And that's the ploy and the desire of the enemy, is to snag us in a false perception. Father, we thank You for Your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask for Your mercies and grace to abound abundantly. Keep our eyes and ears and hearts sensitive and open, so that we may discern when the enemy tries to snag us and snare us and feed us junk food, false food, deceptive food. Lord, we repent for anything that we've partaken or tried to mix. Lord, let the purity of Your presence and Your love and Your power constantly feed us. Visit Your people in dreams and visions and reality. Let it be known what is true, what is love, what is pure, and what is of You and not of You. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.